Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hold on. Hello.
Ray.
Welcome.
We've started.
To another edition of Rated R Radio. The most exciting, craziest, super humorous show from San Antonio at 10 a.m.
Ray, you haven't done a show in 6 years. You could be a little bit more enthused.
Ring rust, dude. Ring rust. That's what it is. I'm coming back. We're older now. We're tired. We would have been asleep by now. We had our dinner at 5. Somebody convinced me to go ahead and set up this show, and you know how that goes. So, anyway.
What'd you say? We're going to have that. We're going to have like 3 listeners from Singapore. Where? What country was it?
Well, hey, you know what? I think we have our other man on the line. What were our nicknames before? Do you remember when we first started the show? Because we didn't have our beginning audio with Led Zeppelin with the na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, it was Diamond Deck, Statutory Ray, Big Mula, and Chucky Fatty.
Have things changed? Well, now, check it out. There's some different names because now Chucky Fatty is Fat Fist. Well, he couldn't be here today. He had some stuff going on with he said an emergency.
Wait, hold on. Did you say Fat Fist?
Fat Fist, like a hand.
Like a ham hock fist
now. I don't know about a ham hock, but like if you picture like those big old Hulk hams, he's got a big old, just one of them, like a big fat fist on one side.
Okay, but only on one side, right?
No.
Like those old He-Man Master of the Universe figures that would have like the one big hand that swung at you and punched you.
But it doesn't just cut off. Like, you know how the Hulk one just cuts off and it makes it all, you know what I mean? Then it's the little arm. No, his arm just gets big as it grows like a cone. And it just turns into a giant fist. But it's fat. So it's like a fat person's fist. It's not like it was a strong dude's fist. It's a fat guy's fist. So a fat man. You're on the line, bro.
Hey, so where's the Diamond Dex and Big Mula at?
Diamond Dex is on the line, dude.
All right, well, answer the call.
I did. I pressed it. This is all new. This is the first time. Actually, for those that are tuning in, it probably ain't even a show. It's
still there?
Us just trying to get back in the swing.
I am. Hello?
Look at that.
Who's that?
There's Diamond Dex on the line.
See, we're learning stuff as we go. It's a whole new format, dude. Even the site.
Yeah,
there's
Dex,
different things that I can press.
I just put you on 3-way. We're having a 3-way.
Yeah, you sound all loud.
I mean, that's
you
another show. That's
down.
Like 3 shows down the road.
Do we only have
do
like,
because Mula...
on the free version? We only have 2 people that can call in, or what? This is new. I don't know how to use this computer. Shit, man.
So wait a minute. You tried calling the call-in number, but that failed. So you called my phone number or what?
Yeah, well, I called the call-in number a minute before. It said you have a minute before the show starts. And then Victor's the same thing, but it didn't give us the option to join at all. It didn't even ask us if we were the radio host. It didn't ask us if we were the host. So I just been listening. So I figured I'd call you, and then you use your lasers and scanners to get me on the line, you hacker.
Such a hacker. This is the new stuff.
So, Ray,
they got buttons for that.
Ray, is there a way if they call in that you can let them join the call?
Dude,
it won't drop all of us.
No, check it out. Here's the thing.
A way to be prepared.
I show
hey, where's
him.
Victor?
He's,
Victor's
he's,
online too. But he's not on this line. He's like listening as well.
He's the one that told all... He's the one that told all his friends, so I'm going to keep him on hold up until 5 minutes before the show ends. He's going to come out and say, hey, I got it. And then it's going to be
hey,
like, thank
hey,
you
hey,
for
hey.
Listening.
Hey.
I agree. No, actually, I have Dexter. See, because this is a whole new deal, dude. Blog Talk Radio now has actually got their stuff together. First of all, y'all all sound great. Before, remember when we used to sound
Wait,
like
can you
we
hear
were
me?
Like on Mars? I
can
hear
you me?
Perfect, dude, but that's your phone that's bad.
No, you can hear me, though, right? Now you can hear me?
Oh, I can hear you perfect.
Are you hearing me?
I had you off.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, so I'm on then. Well, fucking answer me. Sit over here. Can you hear me?
Dude,
hold on. I have Will on the other line. Hold on.
How do you press pause? Right? How do you press pause on this? I don't get it.
Hey, am I there? Can you hear me?
Is it recording? You're talking into the part where the little camera is and shit. Dude, right now I'm already I turned the mouse around and I'm talking into the freaking the red line off of the wireless mouse like that. Hello, how are y'all? Who's here?
Okay,
you're blinding yourself.
Ray.
Yeah,
if Dexter hangs up and calls the Blog Talk number, will you be able to put him on the air?
Well,
I already did that.
He has me on. That's what we just did. That was the whole exercise I just did with you, saying I'm here.
Oh, so we're not on three-way anymore?
Well, are we? Are we? I don't know why we have
Here's
to stop
the
three-way call just because we're not on a three-way call.
Hey,
this whole
episode's going to be rated on radio trying to figure out the phone.
Hey, that's good. This is for all the newbies. This is what happens. We're not even on the radio. We're just on three-way with each other right now, thinking we're talking to everybody. We're not even on the fucking show.
Dude, I didn't even set up the show. Y'all called in just to my number, dude. I just have y'all on a three-way.
You have a new cell number?
Mula hung up, dude. He like didn't want to. I think he got mad. Let me get him on here. Here we go. Look.
Oh, because he's making that much money.
Hey, motherfucker, why didn't you put me on the first fucking time?
Because
fucking asshole.
Do you have like eight? Are you hauling a bunch of Mexicans in the back of your truck right now, dude?
No, I was fucking taking a shit, dude. I was in the restroom.
That's
why I didn't put you on the show, dude. All right.
No, I stopped to get gas real quick, and I got held up at the fucking pump trying to fucking pay for this shit for the gas. I'm headed back up to work. The gas because the fucking carburetor wasn't working, so I had to go inside.
The carburetor, dude. We're having like a normal conversation. This ain't even. You're right. This ain't even really a show. This is just like a hey, what you been up to? That's what it's called.
Okay.
Hey, what's been happening? What you been doing?
Rated R.
I like
your boots. I should get a phone to work. You bought a bunch of boots.
It didn't give me the option to get on. It just said you can listen to Blog Talk. That's it. You can listen to the show. Is what it told me. I was waiting for the option.
That's what we wanted you to do. We wanted you to just listen, and we had a lot to say about you. Now that you're on, we can't do it.
Well, yeah, talk about me. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, so anyway, so Mula, dude, he asked me to set up a show, dude, but I didn't even want to be on this darn thing. I was tired of this already.
You were posting on Monday. You wanted me to back. You wanted to come back. Waiting for your Facebook feels.
Hey, dude,
I got on the show today for one reason. I got on the show today for one reason. I just want to hear more of Victor's porquitas. Because it's time for some porquitas.
Oh, yeah, baby. Hey, I can go live while we're on the show. Y'all want me to do that?
I think
you're
slow,
live
dude.
Right now, dude.
Yeah, I can go live
Are
right
we
now
talking
on
to
Facebook,
a robot?
Dude.
You're recorded or what? What do you mean you can go
live
right now? You're live.
Yeah, I'm live, but I can go live again.
You can go live, bro.
I can be alive.
Wow.
Hey,
well,
come on,
you
dead air. Dead air, dude. Play your songs.
Hey, what I really want to talk about
you said you're bad.
Is Victor's mascot, Chucky McFlucky.
Lucky,
oh,
yeah. So
what's
the
mascot's
name, Vic? I'm going to fucking mute all y'all.
You what?
What's your mascot's name?
Mute all y'all. It cuts me off.
Lucky McNuggets.
We haven't learned.
I thought it was Chick McDick. Wasn't it Chick McDick?
No, it was Lucky McNuggets, dude.
I like Chick McDick better.
Do the headline of the show.
All righty then.
Again, aren't they old? Do we are? We're just showing it right now and shit.
All right.
So what was the inspiration, dude? Like whenever you were driving with your trucker friends and to get Clucky McCluckin to be your mascot for your live shows.
I thought it would be funny to have a fucking page for a fucking stuffed animal.
He's got more
likes
than
Will.
So I just thought it'd be funny to have a fucking page where people would be friends with a fucking stuffed animal.
So how many followers does Clucky McCluckin have now, dude? Now that y'all are.
Shit, I'll tell you right now. Hold on.
She's going to go live.
Oh, Chingo.
Do it. Live.
I don't know how many. I'm off the top of my head.
Hold on real quick. 5 minutes. I'll do this, man.
All right, let me get my glasses out. Let me put my glasses on real quick. I'll tell you here just a second.
No, I don't need
Hold
glasses
on.
Anymore, motherfucker. It's a fucking contact, nigga.
Yeah, contact. Okay.
I don't know, dirty. You can't say those words on the radio.
Hey, you got blue contact.
Hey,
fucking blue eyes.
Hey, this motherfucker. Hey, Clucky's got 139 friends, dude.
100? What's 100?
139 friends.
Oh shit! Did you get Hazel
dude.
LASIK? You picked your flavor.
Dude, that's fucking. That's hilarious that he has 139 friends, dude. Crazy.
Dude, I don't even have 139 friends on my Facebook. A fucking stuffed animal has 139 friends, dude.
Hey, what if the stuffed animal has nothing but other stuffed animal friends, dude? Chick McDick.
Hey, dude, do you think, I bet you anything, that even though he's a stuffed animal, dude, his stuffed animal girlfriend still gives him shit? Like, why he's liking
right.
other stuffed animal girl freaking Facebook and friend requesting them?
He has stuffed animal low T and cries during commercials and shit.
Hey, dude, I heard there was going to be a dirty movie that's going to come out, dude, with the freaking Muppets, where they're going to be all hanging out and being dirty.
Really?
I don't know.
Don't everybody sound excited. Never mind. Next subject, dude.
Well,
that's fucking boring. All right, cool. I got to get something to get y'all riled up.
Let's
go on.
It's called The Happy Land Murders. Called The Happy Land Murders.
Oh,
okay,
see, Ray
well,
thought it was
right.
The Happy Ending Murders. He thought it was The Happy Ending Murders. That's why he thought it was dirty.
Oh, it's
just
the happy
definitely rusty, guys.
Yeah, we're not used to talking
so
to three people at the same
time. We're going to change things up, dude. We're going to try something. We're going to have Moolah say the alphabet backwards. Ready? Go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Would you put him on mute?
Hey, dude, right now, Mill is saying the ABC, but he's walking backwards, dude. He didn't fucking get the whole thing right. Like,
huh?
I can do that shit. Hold on. Oh, is that him driving backwards? He's trying to take miles off his truck.
It's been too much time. Too many things have happened. I don't...
So,
uh-huh.
Since the last show, what have you gone to do any more stand-up?
Nah, I sucked at stand-up, dude. I was only good one time, dude. And then the very first time I tried stand-up, I got fucking heckled, dude. On my first time up, I got heckled. Well, then
no,
that means I'm 50%, dude, because I did good the second time.
If you did good the second time, you should have gone again. You might be fucking, you know, 66%.
66.
You might be 2/3 of that good. I know a practicing motherfucker.
Lady, 66.66%. I just went and did good to get the other 50% back from the first time I was 50% bad, dude. That's what I did. Then I was like,
you went in there to get your,
I was like Vegas.
You went in there to get your Groupon for free entrance to the open mic night.
Hey, here's the great. much. Here's the great part about it, dude. Everybody's family, friends, everybody showed up to the first time when I sucked. The second time when I did good, there was nobody there. Fucking shit. So nobody can believe me now. They're all like, ah, you just suck. You're just trying to cover up. Laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud.
That's scary. It's scary stuff, dude. It's scary stuff just to get up there and, like, to try and say jokes to people and get them to laugh. It's, like, it's very easy when you're hanging out at parties or anything like that. Everybody pumps you up, tells you, makes you think you're funny, and then you, like, this show. And then you go up and you bomb, dude, like this show. And then you freaking, then you go back, dude, you don't want to be funny for nobody no more.
Like, when you went, like, back your second or third time, there were a bunch of people there for you.
That didn't know me.
You didn't go a third time.
Okay, then the second time, dude, it was us, George Hernandez, my nephew. Like, we were all there supporting you. Dexter wasn't even there that day.
I don't even remember. Oh, Dexter, you weren't even there to see me, dude.
Because Dexter don't support you, fucker.
He saw you the first time where you got heckled and y'all almost beat up those white guys.
That's it.
Hey, were those white guys, were they protesting Trump or some shit? What was going on?
Oh, hold on. You want to go to Trump, don't you? You just want to go automatically. You know, I love you.
I'm just asking a question.
Trump, porque el racial, porque racial in racial.
Nah, Ray did stand-up.
Susan?
Ray did stand-up. He did stand up so long ago. Fucking, I think Bush was in office still at the time, bro.
There's a picture of me at the show, dude. Fucking shaking Bill Clinton's hand and shit.
That's right, dude. When did you do it? Like in 13 or some shit like that? That was fucking wild
fucking
back,
A,
bro.
Dude. Hey, I went to Laugh Out Loud and it hadn't been built yet. It was just me by myself and just the construction workers. I was trying to make them laugh.
With a little toy mic?
Like
you had a fucking
show,
toy mic in your hand?
Put a mic in your butt. Hey, all right.
Whoa!
You were Laugh Out Loud, so, Jay Courtyard. This
is no shit. Hey, so what about Trump, dude? What is he doing wrong, dude? I am not political.
Me neither, dude. I just like posting shit.
You're the friend that likes to make the people that don't like Trump mad. Is that what you do?
Basically, yeah. I just post shit and I let everybody fucking prove me wrong. All right, hey, and they'll post and I'm like, okay.
Well, that was
you're wrong. Because
you're wrong.
Okay. Yeah, hey, I post shit, and they're like, now they go and fucking research and pull facts up and this and that, and then I'll be like, all right, you're right, and I'm wrong. Thanks for the good work.
I like you made them go through the trouble. Is that what
they pull shit up like facts. They go and pull shit up like facts. Like what that sounded.
Yeah, they do. It's funny, right? Because they go, they go into the fucking research, and I call them my research department. I just post shit, and they post the true shit. I'm like, all right, cool, thank you.
Victor.
So then, does that mean you like Trump? I mean, you don't like Trump?
And Chick McDick posted that shit.
Hey, so is your Chicken McDick stuffed animal, is it a boy or girl?
He's a boy.
Like,
oh,
that matters. Okay. Hey, is he a Democrat or Republican? Pochino, nasty.
He's fucking
what
straight
are
up
with that
Trump,
duck?
Dude. He's a straight up Trump supporter, dude.
Dude, what the hell?
He's
Make
a,
America quack
a,
again?
He's...
I changed into a duck. You know what I mean?
Make
America fried again. He's pushing for Make America Fried Again. He's trying to stop all the he's all for stopping all the illegal fucking poultry immigration.
Wet bat chickens.
Wet.
Are y'all there? Can y'all hear me?
No,
we're here.
I'm sorry.
I'm busy pulling up some poultry pass for you real quick. Hold on.
Dude,
yeah, I totally want to make sure I get my right poultry
now.
Shit right.
Well,
Will, something great can
happen.
No. No.
Will already fell asleep. He fell asleep.
No.
Oh, shit, that's how old we are, dude. He fell asleep.
No.
You know, we've got some pretty fucking liberal friends, bro. You know that, right?
I don't know. I don't even know what that word means.
Yeah, we've got some pretty liberal motherfuckers.
What does that mean?
You know,
they can put their legs behind their back? I don't know. Yeah, they're very liberal. They can put their legs behind their back.
They could read right?
They could read facts, right? Like Mule says, going and getting all them facts and then that truth.
They can do the fact split.
Hey, I'll tell you what's up, though, bro. I don't believe none of it. Like, everybody puts stuff on Facebook, like, as if they're going to convince the other side. And those of us who don't care look at it like, I guess I'll look at two people argue for half an hour. But it's like nobody's going to change their mind. You know, I had one. Well, then that totally freaking blows away my theory, then.
I had one with a friend of ours for 2 days, dude. He kept going off.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, no
right, okay.
Yeah, I had one with a friend of ours for 2 fucking days. He was going off, dude.
It's like, hey, yeah, it happened to me.
Thanks for elaborating on that one.
Yeah. It's a radio show. You got to give us the extra. We can't just say, hey, welcome to Radar Radio, and we are good because.
I know.
And then stay quiet.
Well, you guys, I'm sure y'all saw who the fuck it was. We went on for 2 fucking days, dude. Throwing back Rob Diaz, dude. Throwing back to me. I'm like, all right. Going off, dude. At one point, I told him, all right, I'm going to leave you alone, dude. I don't want you to get sick and I get blamed for it, motherfucker.
Hey, say my full name, too, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I supposed to
hey,
censor that shit?
Hey, I'm at work. Go ahead and say it.
Hello,
I'm sorry, was I supposed to
send some
sleep some shit out or what?
Dude, he has to sign the shit to say it's okay for him to be on it. Our sponsors, Clucky McClucking Chicken and freaking Donald Trump, ain't gonna fucking let us play this shit if you didn't get his okay to say his name. Shit, he called in, dude. Feel the wrath of Rob.
Huh? Feel the wrath. So, I
want to know, in any of your time while you've been looking on Facebook, has anybody ever said, like, when they go through all of this stuff at the very end, they go, you know what, you make a good point, I changed my mind?
Nope. I've never seen it.
Thanks to that link you sent me, right? Friggin', I read it, and everything's honky-dory now.
Thanks for that truthful link.
I'm gonna go burn my cat.
Yeah, no shit.
Space Force. Space Force. I wonder if
they've
gone to the other side.
Hold on. Is this thing on?
But it's funny, man, because
Will's off.
People get into some heated shit, dude.
He's
going to
start
snoring
in a little bit.
Can you hear him breathing?
I tell you, dude, we're old, dude.
I think he's on he's off.
Well, go and playing we're old, dude. We came back to see how we would do, and we're failing miserably.
Hey, says you.
Nah, all right. Hey, by the way, the show cut off like 15 minutes ago. I only bought the 15-minute show, so no matter what we're saying.
We're coming out in Singapore at 3 in the morning right now. Yep. It'll be at 3 in the morning in Singapore here.
Great.
Hey, Mula, Dexter sounds like he has auto tune on. It's
all right, right?
What's
right?
With that?
Will.
Here, see? Dexter's calling us from the future. It's coming through.
Trying to break through Stranger Things, dude. Stranger Things.
No shit.
Trying to
You're
get
trying
through
to
your own.
Don't get in the car. Ray, don't get in the
don't.
Car.
Don't say Car. Trump. Don't Tell say Trump.
Hey, is that better, dude? I don't think it is. Is it better?
That's better. No. No.
You sound like one of these new age singers, bro, with all that auto tune on.
Hey, bro. So, is there any good music right now, dude? Is there any good music out nowadays? Like good rock music?
Intense, baby. Intense, baby.
Uh-huh.
Hey Ray, have you been hanging out with Mexicans?
Yeah.
You sure are saying like cabrón a whole lot.
Hey dude, I love cabrón. That's a great punchline, dude. I should use that at the end of my jokes and go back up. Cabrón.
Go back over to the laugh out loud.
That's what's happening, dude. We're old now, but the only thing like these subjects, we're only able to go a little bit off on them, but if I talk about kids stepping on your grass or they don't respect the law no more, dude, y'all go off. That's what.
Yeah, you're right.
About
you're
daylight
you're
savings.
Fucking right.
If I talk about gas going up, we'll have freaking like an hour and a half show. It's like silly shit. Like next week. Will tell us about how a whole hour of how long it took for him and what he had to do to fix his lawnmower.
Will don't fix lawnmower.
Is he there?
He's on. He had to walk away. Dude. Like it's one of those where he had to go to the restroom. Remember Chucky said he used to go to the restroom while he was on the show? I think that was a segment.
No, I'm still here. Everybody was talking over each other, so I wanted to give you all the room to catch up with each other.
Well, here,
I'm
going to mute out. First goes Mula. Hey, hold on, Mula. I don't even know how to mute anybody. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, we can still hear all this shit in the background.
Hey, Mula, you should tell them about when we were going to make Chucky McClucky. We were going to have, some new friends for Chucky McClucky, like Ducky McQuacky and
Ducky
McQuacky. All that. To tell them about how you want
to
dress them up like Build-A-Bears.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Build-A-Bear and buy him some fucking outfits, dude. Like a little fucking work outfit when I got him at work. You know what I mean? He's outside fucking supervising, and I'm gonna get him a fucking biker outfit. Get him all that
some
shit.
Gay
shit.
Some gay ass shit. Or
what? Hey, dude. You need a. That's not very fucking PC of you, dude.
Really? Coming from you? Get out of here with that shit. Coming from.
Motherfucker. That is very PC, and I'm going to have to talk to the admin about this bullshit.
I'm on one right now.
You're calling the fucking chicken gay, dude.
Hey, dude, your gay mom's PC is all freaking out of nowhere and everything.
No, I think I'm calling you gay for fucking dressing little monitos and shit is what I'm saying. A little workout outfit. When do you work out, dude? A workout outfit?
I said a workout outfit, dumbass. That is a workout. That would be gay, me dressing him in a fucking workout outfit, motherfucker.
Why? What's so bad about that? I was thinking in my brain already like a cool workout outfit, like maybe like some Adidas.
Nah, he's going to make the village people out of little stuffed animals.
There you go. He's got some other names and Mousy and Fousy and Moosey Magoosey.
Clicking and clucking. Hey, dude, so for anybody that doesn't already know, right, like, hey, the Clucky McClucking is like a stuffed animal that he gave, like, a Facebook profile to, like a real person?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, y'all know? I'm going to look it up right now. Does Miss Piggy have a Facebook?
Hey, I don't know. Here, look it up. What about Kermit?
Hey, Google it.
I bet you Kermit's got a Facebook where he's smoking weed with all his homies.
No, dude, it's the one where he's sipping tea, dude, making smart ass remarks to everybody.
Yeah,
looking all
right.
Hey, dude, you're not even gonna believe this, dude. Miss Piggy does have a Facebook, dude, and you need McClucking to freaking friend her, dude.
Oh shit! Here, I'll do it right now.
I got on hold on.
I got my other phone in my hand. I got Clucky's phone in my hand. Hold on, let me find fucking Miss Piggy.
Hey, yep. Dude, fuck all that, dude. You better get Gonzo. Gonzo's on, and his picture is with a chicken, dude. He's got a chicken in his profile picture. Clucky will like that.
Does that chicken have clothes on? Is it dressed for work?
Is it dressed?
It's a business account, right, Gonzo.
Service is slow out here. Hold on. Oh, there it is.
Wouldn't you just make a Muppets Facebook? Or would there really be people that are just like for each individual? Holy cow, dude. It's them playing baseball, dude.
Of course, this individual, too.
Like, who was your... Okay, we're going to go down the line. Who was Will... Okay, Willow Thrill. Everybody else has to stay quiet. Willow Thrill. Who was your favorite Muppet? Oh, yeah?
Probably that band. Like, they had Zoot, the sax player, and Animal, the drummer, and Dr. Teeth.
Nah, dude, you don't get, you don't get to
that,
pick
like,
everybody.
You just pick who was like a singer.
Just one, dude. Just one.
Who's your favorite movie? All right,
Fozzie Bear.
The whole first movie.
Dex, who was your favorite Muppet? Dang,
I don't think I liked any
this
of them.
You had a couple that you...
I don't like.
No?
I don't think I liked any of them. Really, I don't think I liked the Muppets at all, dude.
Did they scare
Fuck
you?
Fuck the Muppets. No, I didn't think they were funny.
Really?
I could care
like
less.
The show? Wow.
I like the old. I like the two old dudes. I like the two old guys. I like the two old guys that sat up there in the theater and made fun of everybody, dude. That's what I like. I like those two old dudes. You know what I'm talking about?
That's like you and Ray
Hello?
Now.
Hello? Yeah, exactly. Just he's dark.
Well, don't say dark. Say pigmently challenged. Over-pigmently challenged.
Is that better? He's well done.
Like this
he's
show.
He's well done. Not well hung. Well done.
Well done.
Can you? I don't think my head's. No, I don't know, dude.
You know what I think it's gonna take, right? I think we do a couple of shows, right? Because everybody's just coming into it, and we haven't gotten back to our brash, crash, bad word, freaking totally politically incorrect, wrong saying, ugly, bad stuff, dude.
I think we ought to fucking, at least this time, try to fucking work on doing something organized.
What do you mean? Like, get some... storage bins and stuff like that?
Like what?
Buy some shelves?
Buy some shelves? What the fuck is there? Buy some shelves?
You said we gotta get organized. What do you do? I'll get some devices.
Well, at least,
some...
try, at least one try inch. This time.
Instead
of just fucking running off
with
the fucking head.
Oh, no, dude. Well, see, we weren't going to have any topics. We weren't going to have anything. We're just trying to get on and just get, you know, just get back to used to talking to, over each other.
Yeah, that sounds like it's working.
You know what, Mula? You host the rest of the show, dude. I'm going to talk, and you're going to run it. Let's do it right now. We're going to give different things a chance, so go for it. Ready?
I can't run the motherfucker.
Go for it.
Hold on. Wait a second.
I'll run.
Is Dexter?
I don't think so. I think he fell off. Yeah, he did. He fell off.
Hey, Dex, blink twice. Blink twice for yes. Are you still there?
Yeah, Dexter's here.
I don't know, man.
Is he?
He is? Okay.
Oh,
you sound better now.
On me, so I don't know. Really? Great. I've been saying all these
jokes.
Yeah, you
sound badass, man.
Nothing holding him nothing.
You're
like, what the hell?
You had funny shit like 30 minutes ago. Now it's all going to leave you, man.
Yeah.
He's going in and out again. I hear him. He's going in and out.
That's not a block
talk,
because
he doesn't live by the train tracks anymore.
Wait, where do you live now? Oh.
Where do you live now? Hey, what's your address? Put it on the show.
Hey, that's why I fucking stopped. I realized we're fucking live. That's why I stopped.
Hey, dude, where do you work again?
Oh, my God.
He's off.
Hey, I got a funny story to tell y'all. Hey, I got a funny story to tell y'all.
Oh, now
my,
you look an hour and a half of the show.
I was in
now
the valley.
Got a funny story.
Hey, I was in the valley at one of my brother's houses, right? And the last two times I've been down there, I've given my nephew a couple of Yankee ball caps, a pair of Beats headset, and he's like, hey, Dio, I got a pair of Jordans I want to sell. And I know he's trying to make a little money to buy some more shoes or some shit, right, for something. I'm like, all right, let me check them out. And they're the Jordan 1s, I guess. That's what they call them. And so I'm like, hey, let me try them out, man. Let me see. He goes, they're 10 and a half. They're going to fit you. And I'm like, all right, let me try them on. So I put them on. I'm like, fuck yeah, these motherfuckers fit. And I look at him and I go, man, fuck that. I ain't giving you shit. You owe me for two ball caps and a fucking headset, motherfucker. He looks at me.
What happened? What happened? Why was that funny?
Hector saw him coming down the hallway. Hector saw him coming down the hallway with his shoes, right? And he's like, what are you going with those shoes? Yeah, I'm going to sell them to Uncle Victor. Hector said he fucking looked at him and goes, okay, motherfucker, Uncle Victor's going to buy those shoes from me. Hey, everybody's cracking up because I fucking jacked him for his fucking shoes. And then, he's trying to laugh.
So he jacked a 10-year-old for his shoes.
Nah, he's fucking 17. There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
I made him sweat for about 2 hours. I gave him the money, but I made him sweat for fucking 2 hours. But the whole time, Hector
still got over on you because you still gave him money.
Well, it's a funny fucking story, jackass. Really, motherfucker?
Will just tore the
fucking funny part. Hey, I guess you had to be there, fucking idiot. Fucking dumbass.
Now it's funny.
Now we're all laughing.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
I like
you,
the
motherfucker.
Version.
what does Clucky McClucky have to say about that?
He's like, give me a goose McMoose.
Send that message to Miss Piggy.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
So now are you wearing these Jordan 1s everywhere?
No, man. I got them in there in the trunk. I don't even wear them. I was going to give him the money anyway because I know he wanted to buy some shit.
But you made him sweat for 2 hours, right?
Yeah, I did. Everybody was cracking the fuck up because of what I did, and then I finally gave him the fucking money.
Did you get his workout outfit at Build-A-Bear too?
Oh my god, that's
funny, right?
It was fucking funny, dude. It was
the mule at the mall.
It was funny.
It was Build-A-Bear.
It was funny because he was fucking cracking up because he knew I made him. I fucking made him suffer for those fucking. He thought I was fucking jacking him. And then I said, "Hey man, I need some socks for these motherfuckers too, nigga. Bring me my goddamn socks."
Oh, I can't be on the show if you're gonna be saying those words, man.
It's Moolah.
What?
It's Moolah, and he's talking to the Build-A-Bear guy. The guy's like, "Who's this for? Is this for like your little niece?" So he's like, "No, it's for my 17-year-old nephew." I just need the workout outfit for the bear. Give me the workout outfit. Do I get points?
I need a bear
for my next purchase.
I need more. I don't need a bear.
Oh. Exactly. I don't
oh
need a
my
bear.
Goodness.
I just need the workout outfit. Do y'all make Miss Piggy build bears here?
Right. You got sandwiches? Any food here?
Sandwiches. Take the number 2 plate, sir. You need to leave. We don't serve food here, build a bear, sir.
I'll take a build a bear and a build a taco. You build a taco?
Idiot.
Dude, this is like my comedy career, dude. It started off bad and ended good.
Hey, Victor, you should start making like stuffed animal foods, like tacos and hamburgers. And, you know what I mean? Like instead of having
chicken.
A chicken, have a fried chicken mascot. You know what I mean?
That might not be bad, dude. If you made like a taco, like a stuffed animal taco, I would follow it on Facebook.
Like Paco
shit,
the Taco?
On,
that'd
right
be
now,
good, dude. Do Paco the Taco?
Hell yeah. I'm going to look it up right now. Is there a taco on Facebook?
Like Biggie Burrito.
Shit, did I press taco and one of my friends came up and shit. What the
Benny the Bean Burrito. You could do Benny the Bean Burrito.
Benny the Bean Burrito. Yeah, that's not bad, dude. Timmy Taco.
Tracy the Tripa.
Who?
Is that what they're called?
The
Chupa.
Dude.
Chalupa. Tracy the Chalupa.
I've never eaten a chupa before, dude. Have I? Dude, what word is that?
I don't know, dude. I don't know Spanish.
I
know that shit y'all talk.
Sure you don't want bean and cheese chupa?
Hey, did Victor leave? Because I can hear y'all all of a sudden.
Is that good?
I don't hear a wind tunnel.
He did. He came off the line. Why did he do that? Tell him to call me.
I caught on it.
Yeah, I do say I covered on a lot. He fell off. He came off the line. It's just me and you, Will.
What? No.
I'm going to call back in.
I'll
set up another bad episode. Shit. No, I mean, he's not on the show. He dropped off. It says it. It says that he took off. Did we make him mad because of his piggy? Fucking Will. Will tore up the whole thing. He was like, "So I was at my brother's. You were at your brother's." It just made it. Then my cousin was there. Your cousin? Which cousin? That was funny. No.
Hey. You there?
Yeah, we're all here.
Who's that?
Oh, right on. Are we still on the show or no?
You know what? Actually, y'all all come in better through Will's landline than you do through the freaking host calling, dude.